I'd like to do is perhaps take the time to kind of tease out some of the main topics. Maybe if we're comfortable with it, I could just start that, put it up on a on a wiki, and then as folks kind of listen through this and they want to contribute stuff, or just based on their recollections of this, we can start building sort of cooperatively or collaboratively the notes that outline this, and perhaps we work from there and put together some of the ideas that we think really have legs and that could be helpful. We could morph them into what makes sense individually, and then have that be a resource to move forward from, start of a plan. And there's all sorts of, there's been a number of suggestions that have come up that aren't only ideas, but they're solutions. They're I think because of the level of experience that we have around the table, we're going past some of the, oh my, we can't do this because of whatever. And we're saying, oh, the solutions are here. That there's resource. There's not only is there perhaps some external opportunities for funding, but there's also internal opportunities to be able to create value with what we already have, and to be able to align. We recognize we now have a friend in the Commonwealth. Yeah, we have all sorts of friends in the Commonwealth. The Commonwealth of Pennsylvania as well. But. Et cetera, et cetera. So yeah, we'll tease some of that out, and we'll get that started. In addition, is there anyone? I know that I'll put you up on that list. Is there anyone here who didn't contact Nancy Thomas? I know. Okay, I've got. I just want to make sure that I've got everyone's names and email addresses. And I think that I probably have most of them, and I can get this through. If there's anyone who didn't explicitly either work through me or work through Nancy to get on this, to become involved here, then you can feel free to email me, and I'll have your email address then, and I'll compile the list.
Since we've got a couple of minutes, could I, at the risk of embarrassing him, ask Will to say a little bit about what he brings to the table? He's been very quiet. In fact, silent.
I have to just say I'm extremely excited about all of these ideas that are going around.
I mean, he introduced himself as a doctoral student quite correctly, but all our doctoral students are people of vast experience and knowledge, and he has, I know. But tell us, just share a little bit where you come from.
I did my undergrad work here at Penn State in elementary education. I've been a teacher off and on through the years. Got involved with web development in about 1994 or so, and spent the next 10 years doing web development, design workforce and .coms that did online collaboration software. I've developed business applications for the web for companies, and about the last 5 years before I started going full-time here, I was working for a company that created online compliance training courses. I wouldn't really say it was education, but it was a really good experience. I worked for them from the ground up and saw this company grow from 5 employees to over 200, and it's global now. So I think I have a really good systems view of the way things work. As far as what I can do, I'd really like to be in touch with Wayne, and we did a little bit of work together this past summer, and this project sounds very exciting. My problem is that everything sounds very exciting, so I have to be careful not to spread myself too thin. Exactly. So I just have to say that this is very exciting to me, and I would love to continue to hear from everybody about your project so that I can sort of focus in, and I would love to be a part of what's going on, and I appreciate the opportunity to be here.
We definitely need your expertise and experience, no doubt about it. You know, so. Mm-hmm.
Excellent. And I can take this to all of my classes in the next with other students too, and I think that could be valuable. So.
Excellent. Does anyone want to any parting shots, any pearls of wisdom, or because I don't have any, so.
What about our consultant, our visitor? Can you? Maybe he can tie some of this together for us. Mm-hmm. We'll be able to talk to each other again next week, but we'll talk to you too, but you won't be here.
Yeah. I'm a little concerned with the label consultant because I kind of don't see myself as consultant in that sense. Really just a facilitator. We're doing a bunch of things which I think are of interest to the discussions here. And really what this is about is how our international position can help facilitate a number of the things that are happening here. I mean, we're pioneering a bunch of new ways of doing things, and it's collectively a learning exercise. I mean, I must honestly say that the Commonwealth of Learning, we don't have all the answers to these questions, and it's very much a learn by kind of doing exercise for us as well. And in terms of communicating and working together, all the work that we are doing in this area is being done on the wiki. We actually use the wiki as a planning environment and a planning tool for structuring projects and doing these kinds of things. So certainly, I mean, if we want to set up space on the wiki and just start structuring some of this stuff, we can do that right now, and everybody has the freedom to do that. It is genuinely a free environment. So I mean, I'm very excited by what I've been hearing. I do think there are a number of exciting opportunities, and thinking through using the criteria that we have been discussing around sustainability and not doing harm, and I'm very excited, and we must just take some of this energy, get a focus that is going to work in a non-zero sum area, and within the free software open source philosophy, just do it.
Carl has, you're referring to the new initiative, the latest initiative, the new initiatives, but Carl certainly brings something to us in terms of experience of success over the long term in international collaboration. One of the more, one of the smaller, but definitely compared to, dare I say, UNESCO or the World Bank or whatever, one of the more successful organizations in bringing people from different countries and cultures around the table and making things work.
And I think, Michael, you're absolutely right, and I'm very new to COL, but I've had a long association with COL. But COL's success, and this has been independently evaluated by an external evaluator, is that the agency goes out and listens. And it's through an approach of listening and working in collaboration with partners in the developing world that this agency has been able to attain the success that it is, it has
we
attained.
We all talk partnership and participation.
Yeah.
Your people do it better than most of us.
Yeah. And it's not, it's not an easy approach, but it works, and it's sustainable.
Wow. Fantastic. I want to thank everyone for spending time over the past 2 days and contributing very, very generously to the dialogue. I'm hoping very much that we can continue it and we can actually turn this dialogue into something that we can reflect on, we can look back on over the months and years and say that this was meaningful, that this started something and contributed to something that was already happening or to things that were already happening. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Appreciate
your hard work.
Thank you for making it possible.
Yeah, this is wonderful.